Welcome to the Smichael Speaks podcast channel. I'm Joanne Smichael, and I'm delighted that you tuned in for relevant leadership learning that will help you continue to soar. Enjoy this episode. Week before last, I had a very long flight from the East Coast out to San Diego. My seatmates were two guys from a rural town in Maryland. And I don't know how it happened, but we got started talking about the country. And it was real obvious early on that we saw the world through very different lenses, very, very, very different lenses. We started out talking about the right to own firearms and whether, what is that amendment, whatever the amendment is that pro-gun people always quote. And it was a really interesting discussion. They were telling me about how important it is for them to feel safe and for their families to feel safe and that their firearms allow that. And they were also telling me how they keep them in safes, have gun safes and all that stuff. You know, we found a lot of common ground on the belief that there do need to be checks and balances to keep guns out of the hands of the mentally ill. We couldn't agree on whether ordinary citizens need the same firearms as the military, whether, you know, me, Joe Blow, anybody else needs an assault weapon. We could not agree on that. We talked about everything from guns to the rights of the unborn, to protecting the unborn, to gender reassignment, to what do you call those things? Presidential pardons. And at the end of the flight, we looked at each other and asked this: why have people lost the ability to have these kinds of conversations that we just had for 3 or 4 hours? You know, we were able to find a good amount of common ground, shared beliefs, and we also have a shared faith. But we wouldn't have known that we had that if we had been unable to just talk. We wouldn't have known that, you know, we're not as different as we think we are. We're not. We were actually able to identify things that we do agree on. We got past the outward appearances. And the three of us, we were talking at the end of the flight about how interesting it was to learn from each other and how easy it actually was. So I think that there's a lot to be said for that. We're supposed to identify the things we do agree on. And I'm not saying we have to dismiss the things that we don't. I'm saying just be quiet and listen. I think that those guys and I were both able to honor one another as human beings, to honor the opposition as another human being. And I just want to spend a little bit more time talking about that. How do we honor the opposition? And I've got 10 tips. First, they're people. That sounds so simple, but they are people. And if we can remember that, it's a great starting point. Honor their humanity. Honor our shared humanity. Second, listen to learn. And this is challenging. I know it's challenging for me because sometimes I think I know what their beliefs are. I know what they're going to say, but I don't. And I won't if I don't develop a better and a deeper listening ear. Third thing is speak to share, sometimes to educate, but never to pontificate. When I was talking with these guys, what I noticed was that we all wanted to explain our positions to inform and educate each other. We wanted to help each other understand where we were coming from. The fourth one is just lighten up. Just lighten up. What I loved about talking with my new pistol-toting friends is that they had great senses of humor. One of them told some funny jokes, and we were able to laugh at lots of the things in the world around us. We were able to laugh at the things that we just do not agree on. Fifth, and this is another funny thing to me, get beyond the packaging. One of these guys, believe it or not, was chewing snuff on an airplane and spitting it into a bottle throughout the flight. It would have been really easy to just blow him off as a yahoo with a death wish, but I had to look past the package. I couldn't stop laughing to myself, about who still chews snuff? And this is a young man in his 50s, and you're still chewing snuff. But anyway, that made me laugh. And that leads me to the sixth point, which is to focus on the subject, not on my perception of the person's character or my perceptions of their intentions or how crazy it is to be chewing snuff. You know, I had to pay attention to my reactions, to my body language, and to my facial expressions. And that's number seven. I do not have a poker face. So it's always important for me to be mindful of what my face is telling the world. The eighth one, I've learned, and I really learned during this conversation, that acceptance is vital. Acceptance is vital. I had to accept the fact that while we can talk about our differences, they remained just that, differences, and that is okay. We've got to be accepting of the fact that we can't necessarily convince, cajole, or win supporters for our beliefs and ideas. We can't necessarily do that. The ninth one is establish boundaries for the conversation. None of us on that flight used foul language or pejoratives. We didn't denigrate each other, and we didn't denigrate anybody else. Somehow there were these unspoken boundaries of respect and civility. Now, the last thing, the tenth thing that I'm going to be finished, is to be honest and to be genuine about your feelings while you're allowing the other person, the opposition, the person with a different view, to do the same. Feelings matter. It's okay to share not just what you think about an issue, but also what you feel. As you get more comfortable having dialogue across lines of difference, you may even be able to share why you feel the way you do. It's this kind of sharing that helps us stay connected as humans and develop greater empathy for each other. Next time that you have the opportunity to talk to someone who you consider the opposition, somebody from another political party, somebody who represents something that you don't stand for, if you have an opportunity to just talk to them, try it. All I'm asking to do is try it. I got so much from that long conversation with my two, they're not my new besties, but they're two people whom I have a better understanding of and deeper respect for, even though we have completely different beliefs on many issues. There's still some common ground. So I guess what I'm encouraging you to do is to start having conversations so that you can discover the common ground and go from there. Thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you got tools that you'll actually use and share. Subscribe if you haven't already. I add new and relevant leadership learning all of the time. If you haven't visited the Smichael Speaks YouTube channel, check it out. There's all sorts of new content. All of this is virtual leadership learning that will help you soar.